Welcome to Awesome Talk, a production of Arkansas State University Mountain Home with support from KTLO. Hi, I'm Christy Kern, and I'll be introducing you to the awesome people and programs right here in our community on the campus of ASU Mountain Home. Hi, welcome back to Awesome Talk. I'm Christy Kern, and I've got a friend in the studio today with me. I can't wait for y'all to meet Robert Shirley.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. This is going to be fun.
I'm excited you're here. Podcast.
I know, it's different.
The definition of a podcast.
I know.
What the heck is one?
I don't know, but apparently everybody does one now.
So. It's a conversation.
It's a conversation.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
with
that's good.
People that you love and know and want to know more about.
Mm-hmm.
And you're one of those humans for me. I've known you a long time, it seems like.
Yeah, it's my 13th year on campus.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I was here a year or two before you.
Okay.
But boy, have you not seen it?
Oh my God. And I was 24 when I got here.
Good
and
Lord.
Then, yeah. So I feel like I've grown up on campus.
I know.
Ways. Yeah.
Yeah. You've
cool.
seen it all. You've seen
Good
it
Lord.
All.
Yeah.
ASU Mountain Home is one of the coolest places to me because it's like a family. Really. Mm-hmm. You know these people well. Sometimes you spend more time with them than you do your regular family. And it's true. I've known you a long time. That's so cool.
Yeah.
And you teach math.
Yeah. I teach math. I started here again in August 2009, teaching math, full-time math faculty, and that's really what I've been the whole time. I have other roles kind of coming and going, but that's been my main source of income.
Okay, so math is everybody's scariest subject.
Yeah.
Was it for you? I mean, like, were you always a math nerd?
I'll tell you, it was more about statistics. I always had this love of statistics. Being a sports fan, looking at the back of the baseball cards, and really kind of getting an understanding of what those meant. So when I went to college, I really went into the stat side.
Cool.
So it was more. So yeah, it's math, but I feel like it's real world math, which is really kind of what the current trend in college level math, is going towards, which is kind of fun.
You know, that's cool that you say that. I was a statistics person too in school.
Okay.
I college algebra. No,
yeah.
But statistics I loved
because
it was real. I could figure out what I was trying to figure out and understand. And so you are a fantasy league sports fan.
Yeah, I do a few fantasy.
You're still
leagues.
Into all that?
Yeah. No, we were just talking about that in the studio. I am doing fantasy golf at the moment. I'll probably do fantasy football this year. I haven't done it in the last few years, but definitely love some fantasy golf.
Okay, so parents who are worried about their kids who are only interested in sports need to know that it could actually lead to a math career.
Yeah, it can really lead to math.
Unbelievable. Okay, well, if somebody is terrified of math, what do you do to help them ease their minds and calm their nerves?
Yeah.
And I know you see a lot of students who are probably terrified.
Yeah. So let's kind of start there. Like, if I'll tell you when it comes to being successful in a math class, a lot of it's really, I would say, 90% mental. Because we have a lot of students that come from, they've been out of school for a decade or two, and then we have a lot of students that kind of coming from maybe the high school, but they have these large gaps, that they need help with, and I joke about telling people that it feels sometimes like a therapist and a dentist. Like when I tell someone I teach math, it's like you get that. Like, you tell someone you're a dentist, and they have these horror stories.
Yes.
That they went to the dentist in third grade, and they tore everything up.
Exactly.
And so I get to hear the horror stories.
Right.
And then also, in a way, like a therapist, you get to hear I've got to be like a therapist, because that's not a great way to put it. But I have to get them mentally prepared, because they already come in with a negative attitude.
Yeah.
So you've got to get them comfortable. And so I feel like that's a lot of what I do at the beginning. Now, a lot of students, many students come in and they're prepared and they're ready to go, and they don't need your mental tactics. They just want to take the class and get done.
No, I think a lot do. I would think almost all of them do.
Well, we do. Because we have a lot of students that start in not the main. So let's kind of backtrack here. What we were talking about before.
Right.
The trend now really is to do a non-STEM, science, technology, engineering,
right,
math,
right.
A non-STEM math class.
Okay.
So we've got these two options now on campus, really, where you've got college algebra, the old, reliable, traditional path. That the goal now is that leads you on to trig and calculus in that realm. But then now we have quantitative reasoning, which is offered across the state. It transfers across the public 4 years. And it is if you don't have a solid algebra background,
right,
it's more real world math. And I've taught that. We started teaching about 6 years ago, and it's back now, actually. And it's very – it's fun to teach because it's more about applied math, applying it to real world situations.
Right. Yes.
You learn about everything from like – basic statistics to budgeting to logic and critical thinking. So things that you don't necessarily need a really heavy algebra background
with,
but you're going to use them in the real world. I mean, it's fun doing the budgeting, like what are taxes? You know, we kind of go over that. And so whenever someone says, well, they didn't teach me taxes. Like, no, we did. We did do that.
That's awesome. So gosh, that's great that there's this transition to that because not everybody, I remember wondering to myself, what is algebra even for? What do people use algebra for? Tell me.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, we just haven't found a better way to teach logic and practical reasoning skills. If there was a better way, we would have found it. So now we found a different way in the non-algebra based, right? But if we can find a better way to teach logic and practical reasoning, you'll probably see math and stats kind of come off of degree check sheets. We just don't. It's just part of that all-around liberal arts education that just kind of European style of education we still are clinging to. But it's really neat getting to see more options. And the state, I'll tell you, that was a state initiative. That's an Arkansas Department of Higher Ed initiative with quantitative reasoning.
How cool is that?
It was. And it was neat getting to sit in statewide meetings because a lot of times I think as math teachers we get this negative vibe of like, oh, you know, traditionalists, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
But it was neat seeing math teachers come together across the state at two-year and four-year schools and say, hey, this is a need we have on our campuses.
Oh,
this definitely fits a niche. I mean, if you're going to go into like art or if you're going to go into like sociology, something that's very more non-math based, right? Then this type of degree will fit – or this, I'm sorry, this type of math fits those degrees really well. So it was neat seeing it across the board buy-in.
And so we
started it 6 years ago, and it's weird because we didn't have a lot of student enrollment in it. So it went away, and now it's back.
Well, it's got an intimidating name.
Quantitative reasoning. Yes.
Yes, that's a very I might not know that was math.
Yes, yeah, exactly. And so, but what's nice now is there's this second push.
Okay.
We really needed the four-year schools to get behind it.
Okay.
They needed it on their check sheets because it wouldn't make any sense for us to offer it. They take it and students transfer to a four-year and then, oh, you've got to take college algebra anyway.
Right. So now the initiative,
they saw that error and they fixed it. And so now there's a huge push at the four-year level. So now that's what we do. I know as an advisor on campus, I go to that four-year check sheet and go, hey, is QR allowed? Sometimes it's called quantitative literacy, but it's the same thing.
Okay.
Is it allowed? Oh, yeah, it's allowed. It's a transferable course. Okay, good. I'm putting you in that. Because if you come in with a low ACT score, you can go directly into that class.
Cool.
You don't have to take the remediation like you would for college algebra. And, you know, we have a lot of students that need remediation because they've been out for so long.
I know.
Yeah, so this QR class, you don't need that. You take a it's called just-in-time remediation. So you take it at the same exact time. If you need a little help, it goes along with the course, and you're done that semester.
Wow.
So, yeah, I know.
Boy, all students need to know this.
I feel like students, parents, advisors, you know, we all need to know it.
And I
know it's been communicated on campus well, but a lot of times that's hard to get it out to the people.
It is. You know? That's why we're doing this today.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. And it sounds like a great story for Keystone Magazine down the road.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That.
Mm-hmm. So I am super excited that you're doing something new for us this semester. You're getting your doctorate degree, aren't you? Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to hear about that, and we're going to hear what you're doing up in the admissions department to help people get enrolled for school.
Sounds good.
Make 2021 awesome by enrolling in fall classes at Arkansas State University Mountain Home. You don't have to travel to a big city for an outstanding college experience. There's a more convenient and affordable way to earn your degree. ASUMH offers you everything you need and more than you can imagine, right here in your own backyard. It's easy to enroll in the wide range of online and on-campus degrees and technical programs. Financial aid, scholarship, and grants available. Apply today for fall classes. ASUMH.edu. Make 2021 awesome.
We are back with Awesome Talk, and my guest today is Robert Shirley, who is a math instructor at ASU Mountain Home and one of my favorite people because he's got a personality as big as Texas. Oh, my gosh. Robert and I have known each other a long time and seen a lot, and I would say that we were just talking about how much math has changed in the state of Arkansas, and those are all great things. I think that's just – It's all about students.
Yeah. Yeah.
What they need. And
No. And I'll tell you, that's where I feel like there's this old guard and a new guard.
Yes.
And the old guard way is more like, we're here, you can come find us. And the new guard is, no, we're going to come get you and we're going to help you get to your academic goals. And
Exactly.
And I think it's just a changing of the guard.
I think that's awesome. And that's, you know, we're so flexible as community college folks. I mean, I find that people are totally flexible and involved and want to do what's best for students.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. It's funny. You're working in the admissions office right now, filling in for someone who's out on vacation.
I could never fill. Her shoes, I could never fill.
Big shoes. You're sitting at Stephanie's desk.
I am, which is
literally just sitting there, right? Doing nothing. No, I'm kidding. the man is working hard this week for us. It's right before school starts. School starts August 18th. So there's lots going on. And admissions is a busy place. What do you think students need to know about admissions? What's the one thing that you would tell students who are thinking about coming back to school but haven't made the step to enroll or apply yet?
I know with my personality, it would be because everybody's different, but I would say to call us.
Call you.
Call us and let us sit down because everybody's come from different avenues, different paths, different backgrounds, different lenses. And so if you just call us and explain what's going on, explain your goals, even if you're not sure of your goals. Mm-hmm. And I think you'll find that we can help you get there, right? That saying is you can get anywhere from here, right, on campus.
Yes,
I think that's the one place we can really help, where if you're just not sure, and we might not be the right place for you. I mean, I know my boss doesn't want to hear me say this, but there's been
times. I don't
want
to hear you say that either, but I'm kidding.
But there's been times where your academic goals don't line up or your career goals don't line up with our academic. So, but at least we can help you get there.
If you want to be a cosmetologist, we're not your person.
Yeah,
exactly
what I was thinking of. I've gotten two of those phone calls this week.
Yes, cosmetology. And, we get a lot of questions about that. And culinary.
If you
want to go into culinary, we don't offer that.
Yeah.
So you're right, but we are a college.
Yes.
We're a real college.
Yeah,
I mean, come on, people. Yeah. So we will help you find the degree plan, find the path to meet your goals.
Oh, yeah, that's the goal. And I know, so like I've advised for 13 years now that I've been on campus.
Right.
And the one question whenever students get to my office, which they've kind of already been, I'd say vetted, but they've already gone through the application process.
Yes.
So they've had some time to think about it. But when they get in my office, the first question I ask them is, what are your long-term goals?
Mm-hmm,
you know, I don't care if it's career, academic, whatever. We've just got to figure out how you can use me.
Right.
And how you can use this campus to get there.
And that's what we're there for.
That's what we're there for. And I think a lot of times students in general, and it's just when you're new.
Right.
You don't want to impede. You don't want to ask. And it's like, no, you've only got hopefully a short amount of time.
Right.
And we have experts on our campus that can help you get to where you need to be.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like just think of us as something you can use to get there. And I feel like students that kind of click into that mentality and they use the tutoring center, they use the library, they use the career services, all of those pathways, things like that. They really become connected with campus. They're retained.
Absolutely.
And then they wind up going on to fulfill whatever academic goal they're.
I completely agree with you. We have got the resources.
Yes.
And that's what students need to understand is they're there for you.
Yeah.
All of them, if not all of them, are free.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, my goodness, why would you not get a little help in the tutoring center? Yeah. We have a writing center. Our library is incredible.
Yeah.
You know, we have laptops and hotspots. We have a food pantry. We have a clothing boutique. We have all these things for students that are there for free for them. And whatever your goal is, we can help you meet it. You're right about that. It's interesting. I had a student drive up from an outlying area. She had a choice of going to about three different colleges. And she drove up and said, I wound up at Mountain Home because I wanted to go into funeral science.
Oh, yeah.
But I've had a death in my family lately, and I don't think I want to do that right now.
Yeah.
So, it was too hard for her. And she said, so I came to either withdraw and just tell you that I don't want to do funeral science. I may be interested in doing something else. Let's just see. And I asked her, I said, have you taken an interest inventory? And she said, I have, and that's how I found out funeral science was a good fit for me. And I said, okay, well, let's do this. Let's go do a degree audit, see how many classes you've got from this other school that you had been to in the past. It's been several years. She didn't even know how many credits she had. And I'll tell you, George Truel took her by the hand, walked her through the process of kind of doing a degree audit, seeing what she had already taken. And they did a second interest inventory, and it showed teaching or physical therapy assistant.
Okay.
She wound up
totally sold on the fact that, yes, physical therapy assistant is what I want to do.
Yeah, that's great.
So George got her enrolled that day. And I tell you, I see that our people are there for other people, like you say, to help them meet their goals, help them find their way. And whether you know what you want to do or whether you're like that person who just drove up and said, I know what I don't want to do. And, you know, so I'm here to just talk about it. You're right.
Yeah.
That's a great
thing. I'll tell you, like
do.
You said too, like knowing what you don't want to do really tells me a lot, almost sometimes more than what you
want to do. What do you mean by that? Tell me what you mean by that.
I mean, like, if you come sit in my office and you're like, I'm not sure what I want to do. I know I get this a lot. A lot of students, especially the 18-year-old student, the traditional student.
Yes.
I don't know what I want to do. I'm 18. Yes. That's normal. Prefrontal cortex has not been developed.
You're
not making good decisions anyway. You're right. But it's the but you know what? I know that I don't like math and engineering.
Right.
You know,
I
know that I don't like writing. I don't understand. My background strengths aren't in that area.
Exactly.
It's like that helps me lead and doing the career testing and things like that also help with that. But it just helps me a lot as a student. As an advisor too. And it kind of connects me with, you know, I think a lot of times they don't realize how flexible they can be with scheduling.
Yes.
And that's a big transition from high school.
Exactly.
But it's like,
you can work and do other things.
And especially for our tuition rates, you know, that's my number one. I think, my age, I'm 37.
Right.
My age went into debt. And
totally.
There's a loan debt crisis. And so right now, I feel like that's one of my soapbox speeches I give in my office about, you're not going into debt for this. I'm not going to let you go into debt for this.
Right,
And thankfully, we've got the Promise Scholarship, of course, if you're Mountain Home.
Yes, tons of other scholarships.
There's other scholarships too, yeah.
Yes,
oh my gosh. And it's always, there's nothing cooler than sitting on the scholarship committees. And getting to be a part of that, I've done that in the past, and that's really cool. And then as the advisee or the advisor, having them come in and say, I was accepted for this scholarship. I don't have to worry about this. And what a lot of our students do, which they're so much smarter than I was at 18. They'll make of course you can go to our campus and it doesn't take much, and you'll be getting paid. Through scholarships, through grants, you'll be getting paid. And then they'll work and they'll save up because they know they're probably going to have to transfer out. They don't have to. We offer four-year degrees on our campus through Jonesboro, right?
Right.
They don't have to, but if their degree doesn't fit in that mold, they know they're going to have to leave. So they just wind up saving while they're at mom's house or dad's house.
Isn't that incredible?
And I mean, I had one student long ago in the business, which makes sense. She was in a business degree.
Uh-huh.
And I remember going, oh my God, I wish my sons would follow this path, because she took a few high school courses,
right?
Because we offer and
many times those are free.
Those are free. And I think you get two a semester.
Two a semester, okay. I believe. We'd have to ask Stephanie to be sure.
I don't want to give any bad information.
But yes.
I believe it's two a semester.
While you were in high school, you can take college credit.
Yep. And so she did that. She got to our campus and she had a few grants that covered everything.
Mm-hmm.
And she got a little more than that because of the grants.
Right.
And then she worked full time at one of the local grocery stores.
Wow.
And she was just saving. And like, I remember her telling me like, oh no, I'll be fine. Like, and I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, I'll be fine. Because I remember it was, we don't have her degree on our campus.
Yes.
She's like, and she goes, oh no, I'll be fine. As long as we go in the state, because everything, we have that course transfer system.
Yes.
So not everything you take, but we can make sure if you complete a degree here, it'll transfer to a 4-year.
Exactly.
And she's like, I'll be covered. And we sat, I was like, and usually I don't sit down with finance stuff.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to know how she did it, her story. And that way I can help students in the future that are in the same spot. And I was like, and really I was thinking, okay, how can I help my sons do this? Because this is
there
exactly
you go.
What
you're
they
looking for insider information for your sons.
And you know,
sons.
As a parent, you're always thinking that kind of
thing. I love it. I'm like you, though. I wish I were as savvy.
Yeah.
I was smart, but I wasn't savvy.
Yeah, that's good.
And I don't know. I just wish I had some of that wisdom behind me. Not all of our students are 18 years old, though.
No.
It's funny. When you teach, you probably look across your classroom, and age is not a factor.
Oh,
I mean, it's just from and we've had 80-year-olds in class.
No,
they sit right beside an 18-year-old and they work together just like there's no difference.
I think that prepares students better for the real world.
I agree.
Almost more than anything else, because you're not sitting in a classroom with all your buddies, your 18-year-old buddies.
Yes.
And so you're sitting there with the community.
Yes.
That's the community. That's a sample of the community sitting right there.
Exactly.
And it helps out so much. That peer learning that I attempt to do in class, it helps out so much whenever you have And automatically an 18-year-old is going to view someone mm-hmm. that's in a different age bracket as a mentor. So
yes.
And not that, the person in that age bracket wants to be viewed that way, but I know that I've never had any issues in the class. I've never had any, anything I've had to deal with on that side, disciplinary kind of stuff. But I think part of that reason is because you have just this little snapshot of the town. And I'll tell you.
The respect is incredible
that they
give each other.
Yes.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
It's neat to see.
And I'll tell you, my first day of class, I always go over this list. And if you've had me and you're listening to this, you know what exactly I'm talking about. And I go, how are you going to be successful in this class? And I make them tell me how they're going to be successful.
Oh, cool.
And they all, it's a lot of the same stuff. Do your homework, listen in class, take notes, and make a friend is always the goal. Make a friend in class.
Yeah.
And we go over, and I joke about the make a friend. I'm like, you might be an introvert and you don't want to make a friend. But I'll tell you, that one really shows if you're going to pass, because you've got this like accountability partner. You've got someone
True.
That maybe listened to the same lecture, but got something else out
exactly.
of it. And then, but my favorite thing after all of that is I look back at the list and it's, hey, does anything on here say, be born knowing math? No, it's all about effort.
Isn't it
is
true?
All about effort.
Oh my gosh.
If you'll put aside the time to get it done, everything is about effort. I go, I didn't pop out knowing math. Like, that's not how it works. You've got to put the effort and time into it. And I hope they take a little bit from that, where it's like, that list could be in any class. Like, it
true,
have to be
but you know, it's a life lesson as well.
It is a life lesson.
It's
hopefully.
A life lesson
hopefully.
As well.
Hopefully. You can only
it
hope.
Is. It is. Robert, you're my favorite person, I think. I'm just have decided that you have just like surpassed all my other friends as my new favorite person on earth. I wish I'd known you. I wish I'd had you as a math teacher.
Yeah,
oh my gosh, I do. I wish I'd known you back when I was struggling through algebra. It is so good to know that we have people like you on our campus who are there for students.
Thanks.
And it is so good to know that people can rely on you. And you mentioned call us if you have any questions.
Oh my God, yeah.
How
would
people do that?
Well, I mean, our phone number 508-6100, right? That connects you to the admissions desk. And really, oh my gosh, I'll tell you. Okay, here's what I've learned 13 years on campus.
Let's hear it.
Secretaries run, or administrative assistants run the campus.
Oh, and you I heard would, it here.
You heard it. Hot take, right?
Yes, exactly.
but the when you get one of those administrative assistants in either the registrar or the admissions office or academics, they're going to be the ones that can help you the most when it comes to those first steps.
Kind of navigate.
Oh my gosh, they are. Yeah, the navigators, and they can help you. Out. I mean, yeah.
And it's so true.
And so I, again, I've been filling in the last week
for
someone, you shouldn't call it filling in. I'm a warm body up there that can help students advise
and things
like that.
That's
and,
good.
And that just rang true still the last week. I'm like, oh yeah, no, we would be nowhere without our the people in that office. Oh my gosh.
Oh,
we wouldn't
awesome.
Have butts in the seats. I mean, there wouldn't be
that
if it wasn't for those students.
So call us.
Yeah.
Call those administrative assistants and they will get you to the right people or answer whatever questions they can for you. Robert, it's been such a pleasure talking to you today. You're going to have to come back and tell us about your doctorate.
Oh, that'd be fun. It was really – I'm so glad that you had me on.
I'm so glad you came. Please come back and we'll talk some more. And if you have questions, do what Robert says. Be like Robert. Call 508-6100. We are there for you. We're there to help you get enrolled. And classes start August 18th, so we hope to see you this week. Thanks for listening to Awesome Talk. We're so excited to tell you about the great things going on our campus. And if you know someone who's awesome that you'd like to hear more about or from, please contact me at ASU Mountain Home and let me know who that is, and we'll try to get them on a show. I am Christy Kern. I'm at 508-6109, and I would love to hear from you. If you need more information about getting started at ASUMH, you can visit our website at asumh.edu.
This has been Awesome Talk, a production of ASU Mountain Home.